Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for a thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And for all our Hispanic sistren and brethren around the world, that's numero uno. And I say that would love to my first co-host of the show, the other Dave Navarro, a.k.a. Xander Dames. Go check him out at The Xander Effect. That's X-A-N-D-E-R. And then EFFECT, The Xander Effect. Go check him out on YouTube. But he's now also on iHeartRadio and Spotify and some other things. I think he's on Amazon Alexa. And he's on a bunch of things now. So, fuck yeah. Shout out to the other Dave Navarro. Let's see. I'm late. I'm late for a very important date. My show. I was late to my phone fucking show. But that's okay. I paid $99 to be here, so there you go.
Still got paid.
They still got paid. I'm sorry. I know I'm bad. She slapped my hand. I was late. But anyway, cool, awesome, rock on. But you know that turns me on there, so be careful. I'm a freak like that. What'd you say? What?
Especially when I pull your hair.
Oh, shh.
I don't need secrets. Another little brother.
Secrets. That's not possible. I've already gone through menopause.
It's a thing called magic.
There's been no, fountain of goodness in this body for over a year. Anyway, I would say is no more birth control, no more issues. No more issues. No more Aunt Flo in town. No, I was kidding.
She'll be trying to murder her every time.
Yeah, I'm glad that bitch is gone. She finally died. Anyway.
Natural causes.
Natural causes. Fuck yeah. That was the way to go. Is there any way to go? That's the way to go. Oh, Jesus Christ. There's so many things that make me laugh. Like when people almost get into a fist fight at McDonald's. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was telling him when I got home, right as I got done my shift, about like noon, right? I'm waiting in line. I was about to walk up, get in line. Like I came out the door. I was getting ready to come around the corner. I was going to get in line to get my free meal. Yeah. My food, you know what I'm saying? So I'm getting in line and I'm like, there's a... An older black lady and an older white woman got into it, apparently, because the white woman was way too close. Like, you know, she was like right, almost like right up on her, you know, practically standing behind her in line, like that kind of shit. Like, you way too damn close, first of all. What the fuck? And so the nice black lady, she went back up and she accidentally stepped on the white woman's foot. And it just like, you know, she immediately apologized. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were right back there. You know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on your foot. You know, she was cool. She apologized, you know. And I guess the white lady just kind of like, I don't know, went off from there. And you better be sorry. And blah, blah, blah. I don't fucking know.
Damn.
I came out right after that all took place, apparently. But my coworker, of course, filled me in on the details because he was there when it all happened. So he told me what happened. And I was like, well, you know, that was cool. I was like, then what the fuck is the problem?
Right,
she apologized. It was an accident. She know your fucking bitch ass was that fucking close to her bumper. You know, that's not, you know what I'm saying. Like, why the fuck you standing so goddamn close to me anyway, bitch?
Trying to sniff us.
You know, yeah, what you trying to smell me? The fuck you so close for? My perfume that good? I don't know what the fuck. Just don't stand up on me like that. Anyway, I thought that was funny. I was like, what the fuck? You too close.
That's ridiculous.
You too close. But the whole point is, you know, the woman, you know, I would laugh my ass off so hard. It was a older black lady. So she even said right last night, my 60-year-old ass almost just beat her. Almost, or my 60-year-old black ass or something. She said, I almost beat that woman. You know what I mean? And I was laughing. I was laughing so hard. I was like, I kind of was laughing, you know, like I was hoping you would. Because there's one of those self-entitled white bitches who thinks that the whole world is owed to her. And she, the whole, you know, I wanted to say, you must be a Trump supporter, ma'am. But I did not say anything because I did not want to further escalate the already, they were about to literally like get into a fist fight. They looked like they were like, and the white woman's like, I hope you do. And the black woman was like, I hope you do. Give me a reason to beat your ass. Just hit me. I dare you. Like, no, it was just retarded, though. It was just stupid. All over something that could easily been corrected by the white woman saying,
respecting her boundaries.
By the white woman saying, oh, no harm. By
respecting her boundaries.
Yes, exactly. But also by the white woman saying, oh, no harm, no foul. You know, yeah, it was an accident. Sorry, yeah. Sorry, man.
I give a motherfucker 3 feet.
Yeah, of course. But my first reaction, if she had actually stepped on my foot, man, oh yeah, no harm, no foul, man. It was an accident. Crap happens. You know, no big deal. You have a great day. Mm-hmm. And I would have gone about my business and ordered my food and done my thing. Because it was an accident. That get the fuck over yourself. That is the proper way to react to a situation like that. Not, well, you better be. What, really? What the world is owed to you, bitch?
Mm. This is the exact reason why they call you black girl in the hood.
I know. I know. But that's always just be respectful of one another. Like, why you got to go there? Like, this is going too far. You know what I mean?
You expect the black lady to go there first.
No, people automatically assume that the black lady's going to go there first. Yeah. But she didn't. She apologized and she was about, you know, go about her day. She was just going to go on about her day like she was going to, you know, like she was going to anyway. So, like, what's the point? Like she wanted to start some shit. Yeah, like she wanted to start some shit. Like, again,
if you're so upset about somebody stepping on your shoes. Why was you up on somebody like that anyway?
Right. Yeah, I know. You shouldn't have been so close. You would have had to expect somebody was going to accidentally step on your foot.
And then had an attitude to keep going to have an attitude. Yeah. Expecting that the black lady was going to like, okay, bitch, I'll whoop your ass.
Right,
type
straight
shit.
Up. Because yeah. That's normally.
It did go there eventually. But not right off the bat. No. She didn't start anything. And that's why I said I would have laughed my ass off if the older black woman would have beat her ass. Because that's like an entitled white bitch. Like, I don't like that type. I'm sorry. Funny. Immediately my brain went to Trump supporter.
Yeah, mine did Trump too. As soon as you started supporter. Telling the story, I'm like, Trump started that.
You trying to start some shit.
I didn't play America victim if something happens
you
to
probably
you.
Probably contributed to the wall, you know, being built. You know, like you probably donated some money towards it.
You know, they probably was laughing. Our Spanish was probably laughing at Trump when he said he's gonna build a wall. They're like, fool, we paid, fool, we got ladders, fool, we ain't tripping. Fool.
Oh, first of all, they also have dug underneath it already. And they're already on the other side.
That's the whole point. They've been here tunneling.
You just dumb.
Dumb
you
motherfuckers.
Just dumb.
Y'all stupid as fuck.
They're like the Viet Cong, in fucking Vietnam and Vietnam War, where they had all those goddamn tunnels all up underneath everywhere and going everywhere. They had the, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that too.
One of them news channels actually found a tunnel with lights and shit hanging in them.
That's fucking crazy.
You imagine how many they actually have. So,
right.
You know, people with common sense already know this type of shit.
Right.
That's why there's like, what's the use of building a motherfucking wall?
They stupid. They either gonna go over.
Oh, that's crazy. If you'd like to pipe in on this conversation, dial 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815.
Yes, if you think and that if the you Trump wall in, is a good idea.
Oh, Jesus Christ. If you call in with that shit, you might get hung up on. I'm just warning you ahead of time.
Let them talk. Let them see. Let them talk. Their knowledge.
What? About their hatred? Their reasoning. You mean their hatred?
Their reasoning their hatred. And their knowledge.
Oh, and they probably also were for children being separated from their parents in a foreign country.
Probably.
Like dick bags.
Yeah. Right.
So right now, Trump is the biggest child kidnapper on the planet. He should be charged with thousands of felonies.
So he's
why isn't he? But my whole point is he said that was cool that they could do that. They could separate the parents from their kids. Look. And nothing was happening. You got nothing people, bad. So you're the biggest kidnapper on the planet.
You got people that saying Obama started it, right?
Obama didn't start shit.
They said Obama was doing that first.
They said Obama tried. They tried to say Obama did everything because they're trying to blame. You know, anyway, we're going to get there.
I don't know if he did or he didn't. I'm just saying, if he did, and if you want to charge Trump, charge Obama too.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Fair is fair.
If he did it, if he started it, then fuck him too.
Yeah, he need to go. Shit. Kidnapping
kids. If I find out the goddamn sons of bitches were all involved in that kiddie porn island, I'm telling you right now, including the fucking Clintons. And I love the Clintons because they had an amazing economy during Bill Clinton's reign.
Jeffrey Epstein.
I don't give a fuck if he got blown by some bitch in the Oval Office. I really don't care. His sexual Epstein life is his business.
Jeffrey Epstein is a billionaire.
Oh, yeah, that piece of shit.
He had got convicted in Florida of some type of sexual child shit. Supposedly down there somewhere, he has an island. He's a billionaire. So supposedly somewhere down there, he got an island. And he be
underage sex slaves, boys and girls, not just girls, boys too.
Like there's no laws
and all these rich people, including politicians, billionaires and like go down
supposed
there.
It's supposed to be an island like that.
Yeah,
they got Trump at a party with the dude. They got Trump on like pictures and videos with the dude, and they was girls dancing, young chicks. I don't know if they was legal or not. But
they weren't legal.
I don't know.
They weren't
legal. They might have been, they 17, 18, or whatever.
They weren't legal.
I don't know.
There were some of them were the ages of some of them.
Some might have been
girls,
legal, some might have been, but they look young.
Some girls.
Put it like that. It's borderline at least. You know what I mean? For you to be in your 40s and 50s and talking about, and you chilling at a party with them like that.
Man, no. Chilling, yeah, sure. They're date rape drugs and does not count as chilling.
So, you know, and so
speechless.
He went to the people in New York went after him and arrested him, and he was in New York jail. Just happened in about 3-4 months ago or 4-5 months ago. He went to jail in New York, so he got convicted in Florida, and they gave him a really light sentence. I don't think we think he went behind bars or nothing. They gave him a really light sentence.
What happened? What happened to that story?
He went to New York. Oh, yeah. I mean, he went to New York. They put him in jail in New York, and they found him in the jail cell, supposedly committed suicide.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, they murked him.
Hmm.
What happened?
You would say he might have known too much?
What happened to that story? People? What happened to that story I read about the Clintons, supposedly dead bodies were found buried in their backyard? At one of their estates. No?
I've never heard of that.
No. Oh, yeah, no. I read something about that. I was like, holy fuck. I hope that's not true. who did Hillary have whacked? No. Because Bill was fucking around.
Huh.
A bunch of people are all buried in the backyard. She had to get rid of some bitches. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I just wonder like how many people are involved in that kind of shit. But that's just creepy. I don't know. All this stuff just started coming out about, Kevin Spacey and like all kinds of people.
Harvey Weinstein. They just convicted Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey lost his his job on a fucking major television show and all kinds of other shit. He lost a bunch of shit because he's gonna go to prison.
Harvey Weinstein had a company, nigga. He controlled the destiny of dozens of stars.
Oh yeah, Manny. But he also abused his privilege.
Kevin Spacey was an actor, but he wasn't like the producer like Harvey Weinstein. He might have produced some stuff, but he wasn't like a producer like, I want you to pay the role, but before you pay your role, you got to suck my dick.
Straight up.
It's just evil. Yeah, no, yeah. He's
like
evil.
Big evil fuckers. Big actresses came out and was like actresses' names. You know, if you watch enough TV, you know these people's names. I was like, damn, that's famous name. Damn, that's famous name too. Damn.
A lot of people.
So he was like, and you know, and he had these, he had their careers in his hand because he can be like, well, no, if you don't want to do that, then
I'm
shit.
Gonna frame you.
You're not going, yeah, you're not going to get no job.
Some
you're
crazy
not work.
Shit.
Yeah. You, I'm your direct way to rich and fame because I say my name on a movie, it's going to make a bunch of money. Your name, you're going to be famous.
It's gonna slap.
You know what I mean? But you got to do something for
if
and he got convicted of rape, so he was on that violent shit too.
Hey, if I was that powerful, I might, you know, frame. I might try to do something with Ryan Reynolds. I'm just kidding.
Casting couch.
Thor. You know, the guy who plays Thor. You know.
Fat
really...
Thor or skinny Thor?
No, skinny Thor.
Okay.
Why would I want fucking fat Thor?
I don't know.
No, skinny Thor's hot. No, fuck that. I didn't get to see that. I didn't get to see that one with fucking fat Thor, so I got to wait until I see that fucking episode. I have not seen that one yet, so don't. Shh, don't tell me.
They got a fat Thor?
It's in one of the.
This is in the last Avengers.
What? Yeah, Avengers movie.
Made him
yeah,
feel
yeah.
Like he got into a, yeah. You know, into a depression.
Yeah, he got all fat and shit. Yeah, so. Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that one yet. Don't tell me everything, but I did read about the fat Thor thing.
Okay.
I do know that much. I just don't know the whole movie. Yeah, seriously, for real. They had him do that.
Motherfucking Bill my God and shit.
Yeah, and he got all fat and shit. I thought, like, because he's a god, he couldn't get fat, but I guess they can.
But how, got a fanny like, pack damn. Like he gave birth to twins.
He had a fanny pack. It's just wrong. Anyway.
I haven't seen it. So,
anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Here we go. Okay, so we are syndicated on a bunch of places. So you can check us out at iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. Let's see. iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, YouTube, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, Deezer, Podbean, Stitcher, Radio Line, and Blog Talk Radio. I got all 15. Fuck yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Woo!
Yeah.
So our show can be found typically as either Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Or you can also find us as Jenny's Real Talk, all like lowercase, Jenny's Real Talk, all together on Instagram. So at Jenny's Real Talk. And then you can also find us on Twitter at is Jenny's Real Talk. But the J, the R, and the T are all capitalized on that. But it's, you know, just Jenny's Real Talk. Just type in Jenny's Real Talk or Jenny's Real Talk on the Block anywhere on Google or anywhere. Bing. It doesn't matter what search engine you go on. Yahoo, anywhere. You'll find us. Right. Trust and believe. You can also us under Get Real Global Entertainment. So on Facebook, you can find us as Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC. You can find us on Instagram as at Get Real Global. You can find us on Twitter also as at Get Real Global. And you can find us anywhere. We have our website. We have a couple websites, actually. Mm-hmm. We have GetRealGlobalEntertainment.com. And since I owe money on that one, we are now also GetRealGlobalEntertainmentLLC.com. which is in the process of being constructed right now. That's what happens when you're too far in debt on your website and your store or whatever, and you have to. It got sent to collections for like $99 or some shit, $100 or some shit. And I couldn't afford to pay it. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Oh. Fuck it. So I have to pay the collections agency before they'll release it. And I can do more. It is what it is. Fuck it. But we are Get Real Global Entertainment LLC anyway, yeah. So it makes more sense.
I mean, it is what it is. Everybody does not, you know,
Turner Entertainment.
Okay, so let's see. Did we have any concerts recently? Not in the last couple weeks, right?
No, we've been...
Okay, we've been pretty... Okay. Dry. So, okay, so this weekend... Let me go on Facebook, actually, because I got to get the full information. Oh, Saturday, March 7th, is the Green Jelly Jam Fest. And let me pull that information up so that I can talk about it.
That's a dude I met.
Green Jelly. Which one?
With the green suit.
Yeah, he's going to be part of the group.
Yes, yes. He's the
Captain Ray.
Captain Ray, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's, I believe, the guitarist, right? Yeah. All right. So there's a lot of bands. Two of the bands that I manage actually are going to be there that night. It's Potty Mouth.
They're good.
If you haven't seen Potty Mouth, you need to go see Potty Mouth.
They're good.
They're fucking nuts. It's like they wear costumes, very original, like really like out off the charts fucking type of.
That's cartoonish.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, it's unlike anything you've ever seen before. So go check them out. And,
very good music.
Amazing music. The music is great. Like, the music's some of it's really fucking funny. Like, I just laugh my ass off when I hear them. And they really make you sing along. Like, you can't help it but to sing along when they're fucking on stage. Like, and I know some of their songs now, so I've been really listening to them. I'm trying to get them booked for the radio show. I don't think I have them yet, but I'm working on getting them booked. Mm-hmm. So it's Green Jelly Jam Fest this Saturday, March 7th, and it's at the Royal Vista Club at 20055 East Colima Road. That's Colima Road in Walnut, California, 91789. Again, 20055 East Colima Road, Colima, in Walnut, California, 91789. And you can get your tickets at ticketweb.com. Go to the Green Jelly Jam Fest page on Facebook, and there's a ticket link there. So you can just click on that, and it'll take you to where you got to get the tickets. But it's Acropolis RPM and Youngblood Productions presents Green Jelly Jam Fest, featuring live performances by Green Jello, a.k.a. Green Jelly, Potty Mouth, our buddies from DMT, Mortis, the Devil's Reject, who I also manage, featuring the Mortis Doll Dancers, who I manage also, our buddies from Way Too Stoned.
Oh, yeah.
Suppressed Intentions. Our buddies from Band of Family.
That's a good
from
group.
Bakersfield, California. Yes. Fuck yeah. Pushing Veronica. The Contra Dicks. No, our buddy Nostradamics.
Oh.
Featuring Rhythmics, which is also our buddy. Trimortis. They're good, great guys. They've played our shows before. Zach Kerkorian, Exercise in Stupidity. Revenge, I guess, is what it's RVNGE. That sounds like, I guess, Revenge, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. But just spelled shortly. Okay. Our buddies from Raised on TV.
All right.
Featuring Keaton Rogers, our buddy Keaton Rogers, and Ryan, fuck yeah. Some great guys. Really good band. Amazing music. Go see Raised on TV. And we have Dean Batten, Fatal Descent, and the Faltering Line. So some amazing bands. It's two stages, all ages. That means anybody can go. You can bring your kids.
All right.
I don't know if you want your kids out too fucking late, but hey, whatever. And I'm sorry. If I want to go see live bands, I do not want to bring my goddamn children with me, especially if they're under fucking like 18 or 16. No, like 15 or 16.
Right.
I would bring Samantha. No, well, I did bring Chance to a Korn and Disturbed and Seven Dust concert. 14. He was 12.
Yeah, that's cool. If they want to go.
As long as they can handle it. But he had a fucking anxiety attack, goddammit.
What the hell?
Anyway, live bands, a full bar. So they sell sell liquor, everything, and food. So fuck yeah. $15 in advance. Oh, actually, here's the ticket link, actually, you should go to. $15 in advance online at acropolistickets.com. That's ACROPOLIS TICKETS. So acropolistickets.com. And it's $20 at the door if you don't want to pay ahead of time. But if you want to pay ahead of time, save yourself $5. Especially if you're going as a couple, you're saving $10. I mean, I would do it. It makes sense.
Yep.
AcropolisTickets.com. Especially if you've got a card, bank account, whatever, you know what I mean? It just makes more
this
sense.
This is going to be a good
Some
show.
Some amazing bands. And yes. If you love punk rock music, metal, hard rock, anything like that,
this
you're
going to
love
this. This is the show to
exactly to go
Fuck
to.
Yeah.
All ages, full bar with ID. Doors open at 7 p.m. And it's sponsored by, well, LA Talk Radio is one of the sponsors.
Oh,
so that's
right.
Us.
Yeah.
It's us. In conjunction with, yeah. So Rock Rage Radio, fuck yeah.
Right.
Rock Rage Radio Los Angeles, which is also, we're part of that. LA Talk Radio, Dirty Radio, local band Smokeout.
Oh, yeah.
Epic Television. Epic Television Muzak. Drowning Clown Design, Rock Rage Radio San Diego, and our buddies Atomic Dogs.
Oh, all right.
Which they have great food. So if you ever had a good chance to eat Atomic Dogs, check them out.
Yeah, yeah.
Really great food. So check them out. So we got a lot of friends that are going to be there that night.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my buddies who are going to be like Nick. My buddy Nick's going to be there. There's a bunch of people that we know that are going to be there that night. So, you know, come check it out. It's on the corner of Fairway and Colima Road off the 60 freeway. So, yeah, come on out. The Diamond Bar. Yeah. So it's going to be a great show. So that's this Saturday, March 7th. At, like I said, the Royal Vista Club in Walnut, California. Come
what
on
time
out.
Does it start?
I think the first band goes on at 8. Hold on. Actually, he sent me an actual timeline so I can tell you a little better as to what's going on. Nathan Young. Here we go. And here we go. First band. Oh, Jesus. Why did he say door start? It says on the thing on Facebook, it says the doors open at 7. No. Doors open at 4:30. Looks like. Yes. Okay. So doors open at 4:30. First band goes on at 5 o'clock on stage 1. They're playing 5 to 5:30. That's Fatal Descent. But then 5:15 to 5:45, stage 2. So they're, okay. Stage 2. So that's one band is playing while the other band's playing. Okay, interesting. 5:15 to 5:45. That's the Faltering Line. And then on stage 1, it's 5:45 to 6:15 is Revenge. 6 to 6:30 on stage 2 is Dean Batten. On stage 1, 7:15. Oh, wait. 6:30 to 7 is Trimortis. It's like back to back to back, but it's not. The times are all like overlapping.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. It's not like how we had it set, our setup. Okay, it's interesting. All right, well, I'll post a time thing on Facebook so everybody knows what time what band goes on. So.
Well, the show starts at 5. So.
Yeah, show starts at 5, it looks like, yeah. So, some great bands. God damn it. Oh, no, that works out. I can watch Band of Family from 9:45 to 10:15 and then on stage 2 and then jump over to stage 1 so I can see Potty Mouth from 10:15 to 10:45. Oh, but God damn it. Mortis. Fuck. Mortis plays 9:30 to 10. I'm sorry. Got to see Mortis. I manage them. I got to watch. I can watch 15 minutes of Band of Family. I just can't watch their whole set. So what I'll have maybe have you do is film. Oh, how are we gonna do this? We gotta film 2 things, maybe at a couple times. Yeah,
I'm here.
You want to go with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you'll just be like, I'll have him put you on the list. Also,
it's easy to film something if.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have more. Yeah, we're gonna have to have a. yeah,
I'm gonna be there.
Maybe we should invest in an additional pack.
No.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to play a couple songs. Today we were supposed to have Kill Cody in the studio with us. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here because he has to do a project on set with Miley Cyrus. So he's kind of doing, and that's very important. It's like a big business contact for him. And I want him to have that. I would rather them have big contacts and get more work and do what they need to do in their line of work. I can always reschedule them for another date. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
To me, it's about them furthering their career. Yes, this furthers their career, but we could talk about them. And we talk about them all the time because Kill Cody plays our concerts. It's Cody Clark, and great, great musicians, a great band. They're really good on stage, high energy. So if you have a chance to ever check them out, I'm going to have them on some upcoming concerts here soon. Check out Kill Cody. Really great fucking band. Let's play, try to play at least a couple songs of theirs, you know, before we got to, you know, head on out. Let's see. We got three songs here. I got Take It Back, She Don't Care, and Doorstep. I'm thinking She Don't Care and possibly Take It Back. If I can fit in all three, I will. Let's see what we can do. All right, so we're going to start off with She Don't Care by Kill Cody on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Like a clown, turn this smile into a frown. Yeah, she don't care, she don't care about me. No, she don't care, she don't care about me. All the things you never say dead. But now I know who's in your bed. Time, wrong place, every day I always make my own mistakes. Too stupid to walk away. I think she likes it when my heart breaks. Keep pushing, I can't breathe. I see her looking, she ain't looking at me. Too stupid to walk away. I think she likes it when my heart breaks. We'll be right back.
Bay Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
This is Mortis, the Devil's Reject, with the Mortis Dolls.
Lillian Sin.
And Lady Cinder.
And you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Hey, this is Aunt Rose Goldfarb, and I'm on my way to the casino. I got my bottle of whiskey and my pack of Luckies, so I think I'm good. I'm going to get lucky today. I can feel it. Anyway, you're listening to my niece Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. All right. Hope you get lucky, too.
Just leave me alone to walk this by hell, to break this spell. Don't need nobody else. Just leave me alone to walk this.
just leave me alone. To walk is my help, to break this spell. Don't need nobody else, just leave me alone. To walk is my help, to break this spell. Don't need nobody else, just leave me alone. Leave it on the doorstep.
Hell yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. So we listened to, that was Kill Cody, all three songs. Let me know what you thought. Hit me up on social media at either Jenny's Real Talk on Twitter or Jenny's Real Talk on Instagram or Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on Facebook, or my personal page, Jennifer Muse, M-U-S-E. Look for, you know, this blonde face. Don't look for the other ones. There are other ones, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But,
original, baby.
Of course I am.
Shit, yeah.
So, you hit me up on my personal page also. So, let me know what you thought about this, those three songs. So, it was Kill Cody, was the band. First song we played was She Don't Care. Then we played Take It Back. And then we played Doorstep. Those were really good. Leave it on the doorstep. Yeah. That's good stuff. Good stuff. And then you heard some little, you know, bits and pieces in between. So we got, come on out this Monday, March 9th, our first show of March at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Shout out to Nick Foco.
All right.
Of Metal Mayhem Mondays. You can find the Facebook event page is Metal Mayhem Mondays, obviously 3/9/2020 or 20 whatever. You can find just type in Metal Mayhem Mondays, basically all separate, and you'll find it. It's on the events page. It's, like I said, Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood, California, 9015 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California. I think it's 900. I want to say 69.
Because of West Hollywood.
No. I think it is actually 9069. That's why I'm laughing. Anyway, we got some great bands. We have at 10:30. We got Gray Moth. I believe they are an alt or like industrial, like hardcore metal band. So okay. That's going to be cool. Looking forward to seeing them. So Gray Moth, G-R-E-Y, and then Moth, M-O-T-H. Then at, our buddies from Hollywood Nightmare are on at 11:30 p.m. So come on out. So all the bands get like a 45-minute set, which is awesome. And I always love listening to Hollywood Nightmare for a good 45 minutes. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's going
to
be good.
Hopefully, I manage them. and then our buddies, Grady and the gang, are on at 12:30 a.m. from Hell Cross.
All right.
And that's Cross is spelled with a K. So Hell Cross, fuck yeah. Check them out, 12:30 a.m. Grady has been, we had a fan type in and said that he looked like the bastard son of Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover and Charles Manson. if they had a child. I mean, it's two guys. I don't know how they could have a child. But if they had a child, it was like their mixed seed somehow impregnated a woman together. And then it came out like that. He does kind of look like Zach Galifianakis a little bit, though. Yeah. I don't know about the whole, but maybe Charles Manson. I don't know. The beard's what does it. No, it's okay. Anyway, Grady's a really cool dude. He's a really good guy. And the band is amazing. The whole band, they're all good dudes. And it's amazing music. But coming out this Monday, like I said, Rainbow Bar and Grill, March 9th. We got Grey Moth at 10:30, Hollywood Nightmare at 11:30, and Hellcross at 12:30. So check it out.
Yes.
Good times. Good
the
times.
The world famous Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Yeah, and then we got a show Sunday, March 22nd at the Five Star Bar, and Thursday, March 26th at Petey's Place in Tarzana. Still booking for those shows. So if you're a band and you want to jump on some shows, hit me up and so we can finally confirm that. But shout out to Marco Cordova from the Five Star Bar, owner of Five Star Bar, as well as his lovely bride, his lovely wife, Angie. And then also Petey Partillo, little woman that she is, Petey's Place. And we have we don't have any shows at the Universal Bar and Grill until May. May 23rd. But we have tribute shows going on there, and we have some more shows coming up over the next few months.
Stay
come
tuned.
Come on out this Monday, the Rainbow Bar and Grill, and party with us.
Oh, don't forget the also Monday at the Whiskey Go Go.
Oh yes, Monday Whiskey Go Go. Right. Also at 9 p.m. So this is before our show, so you have time to do it. If you want to go out, go see a free show. Say you're there to see the Guitar and Whiskey Club.
Yeah.
At the Whiskey A Go Go. They're playing at 9 p.m., so don't be late. They are an amazing band from Ventura County. So come on out, check them out. Support local music, SoCal music. Again, that's Guitar and Whiskey Club at the Whiskey A Go Go, famous venue. On Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood, California. Come on out. They play at 9 p.m. So go watch their set and then head on up to the Rainbow and watch our show.
Just literally maybe
a block and a half.
7-8 minute walk.
A couple blocks at the most.
Go to the Whiskey and then head west and to the Rainbow.
Yeah. Great shows, great stuff.
Two free
coming
shows.
Up.
The Rainbow show is free also.
Like I said, go check out this Saturday though at the Royal Vista Club in Walnut, California. Green Jelly Jam Fest.
Yes.
Some amazing bands will be there. Come on out and party with us and all the bands. All
right.
Shout out to Youngblood Productions. Love you, bro. Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. Go check out his band, Fate Destroyed. Peace be out. See you this Saturday, bitches. Anyway. Peace out.
Thank you. Gotta go.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.